It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Recent studies are showing that prolonged sitting increases the risk of developing severe and several different kinds of illnesses, including cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. My next guest believes that the first step to preventing disease is by getting off our seats. He is a preventive medicine physician, speaker, and author of award-winning Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. This is Dr. Landry. Welcome.
Wow. Thank you, Suzanne. So pleased to be with you again.
Thank you. So you believe sitting is the new smoking? What does that mean?
I do strongly believe. This was first proposed by Dr. James Levine, who's the director at the Mayo Clinic at Arizona State University, but it has rapidly spread through the medical research world and the wellness world and preventive medicine world. And basically, what he calculated was the risk of developing any kind of chronic disease, just about the whole range of those that bother us, and found that the risk was much higher for someone who had a sedentary lifestyle than someone who smoked regularly, pack a day for their lifetime. This was big news.
So what you're saying is that if you sat down and you sat majority of your day, and then you're actually higher risk of diseases more so than if you were a smoker.
Well, that's true. And, you know, here's the really surprising part. You can work out for an hour a day and then go to your job where you sit behind a computer and you still are at risk. A little less risk, but you're still at great risk because of how we work today. And it's not only the TV, it's how we go about our world. We sit in cars for a long period of time. We sit behind computers. Now, this is not difficult, at least for me to believe, because, our species has been around a long time. And most of the time that we've been around, about 99% of the time we've been on Earth, we were hunter-gatherers. Now, we know what that meant. They moved. That's what they did. They moved. And so our entire physiology, which is still more like our ancestors than anything modern, was predicated on movement. So every single organ system, our brains, our muscles, our heart, our bones, our GI tract, everything functions better when we move. And yet we seem to be moving in the opposite direction. We have cars, we have sofas, we have people movers, elevators, escalators. And we seem to value not having to move as a reward in life for success. This is not the way to go. It's very dangerous.
I love what you're saying. You know, as we're speaking right now, all my interviews, I always do it standing up. And I'm moving my legs around. I've got a table that's, you know, standing table. Yay. But I'm, you know what? I just read a little piece that, you know, just standing is not good enough. You really got to get the motions going. And I am a true believer of that. You know, whether you are just walking up and down the stairs rather than using those elevators and whatnot.
You're right, Suzanne. You are absolutely correct, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Standing is better than sitting, but moving is.
Moving.
You know, we've been advised to take 10,000 steps a day, and I think that's a good place to start. Get a pedometer or get a Fitbit, get something that measures your steps, and just go about your regular day. I think you'll be surprised how few steps you take. And then start to shoot in small amounts. Please, when we make lifestyle changes, don't make huge changes because they will fail, just like New Year's resolutions. Our bodies are wired to fear a major change, and therefore it doesn't work. So take little steps, okay? All last week, I took 5,000 steps a day. I'm going to increase that to 5,500 a day or less, and then achieve that. Feel good about it, and then go to the next step. Don't try to get the whole banana right away.
That's a great advice. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your book, Live Long, Die Short, and talk about some of your key health strategies. But before we do that, what do you mean? I understand what live long means, but what do you mean by die short?
Well, dying short is, for the language, it balanced long, but it means quick to die quickly. And in public health terms, we call this the compression of morbidity. Morbidity is when we're sick and impaired. And these days, we tend to die long deaths of chronic disease. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's been very clear from lifestyle research, from successful aging research, that we have within us, since lifestyle is the major determinant in how we age, the ability to stay at very high levels of function, even with challenges, even into our eighth and ninth decade. And when our time comes, more like drop off the tree, compress the time that we are sick and impaired, and therefore be going concerns until we're not. I think that's a goal pretty much everybody would like.
Absolutely. You know, my grandmother, she passed away at 104 years old, and it was pretty much in her sleep. She just said it was time and her body was ready to go. And what a beautiful, beautiful way of leaving Earth by just doing it in your sleep. I'm right there with you about that one. So I love
couldn't agree more. And then you look at all the healthcare costs that we're experiencing in this country, which, of course, is going to bring our country to its knees because of the aging of our population if we don't do something about it. So as a preventive medicine physician, I am absolutely convinced there are things we can do about it. We need to create a society that facilitates movement, continued lifelong learning, having purpose in life, and being socially connected. These are critical things that the research tells us are the lifestyle things that will allow us to live long and die short.
Got it. Love that. Now, what are your key health strategies that's in your book?
Well, I give a little quiz so that someone can assess where they're at risk. And then I drive them to the middle of the book where there are 10 tips. Now, those 10 tips, I've already mentioned some of them. It's about using it or losing it. If we don't use whatever function, our muscles, our heart, or anything, our brain, we will lose those functions to continue to keep moving. And we've talked about that movement is critical, as we can see from that it's a greater risk than smoking, to challenge the brain, to continue to have purpose in life, have children in your life. Wherever you are, be there. Don't let your mind spin you to somewhere else and a chattering mind create large amounts of stress. Be where you are, like a painter, completely engrossed in what you're doing, a painter or a carpenter. Whatever you're doing, give it your full attention rather than multitask and rush around. Find out what your risks are and do something about that, and continue to have kids in your life. Critically important.
Well, those are great, great strategies right now. But you know what? One of the things that I looked at is that you don't recommend retirement, and I don't either. But I wanted to hear about what you think about retirement.
Well, retirement as we define it now is critical, and it's a killer. You can change what you're doing, but you got to have purpose. You got to have a reason to jump out of bed in the morning and something that you feel is helping. And from my observation and others, real purpose comes from helping other living things, be it humans, animals, the environment, plants, animals, whatever. Those are the things that tend to really stick with us and give us a reason to be. And again, it's continued learning and continued moving. And again, that purpose. These are things that can get us, like your grandmother, to be going long, long with a full life and our end, not the chronic, like a bad Western with a long death scene.
Well, who wants that? You know, you also talk about how community is so important. And I agree, because a lot of us, as we age, we kind of like isolate ourselves. We've got one, like 30 seconds left. What do you say that we can do, even when we get into our older age, what do you think we can do to be able to create more community?
In our society, we tend to get more isolated. We have to fight that. Reach out to old friends, make new friends. Finding a purpose would get you to drive with others. The thought of living in your house for the rest of your life, you got to rethink that, because we tend to get extremely isolated and look for ways to get connected with others. It is magical, helps our immune system tremendously, gives it, turbocharges it. People are magic.
Oh, great to have you here, Dr. Landry. For more information, go to his website, livelongdieshort.com. There you can find out how to get his book and learn more about his work. Now, you can get it on Radio MD show page, or you can go to my website, drsuzanne.com. All right, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.